Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good to see me, some you. Oh, you know how we do Shirley Show, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Show, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Let's get it popping, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily go get them is the show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. Throwback. I'm sorry. Thank God it's Friday. Flashback Friday. We can take it back or we can just keep going. It's all up to you, baby. I hope y'all had a good week. It's the last day of the week, and I'm hoping y'all, you know, made it through okay. As y'all can imagine, it's been a roller coaster ride for me. Very emotional. Very, very emotional. You know, my dad passing on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, this whole week is like, it's very, very foggy. It's very, very foggy. But I'm learning a lot about myself this week. I really am. I'm learning a lot about myself. I'm learning a lot about my emotions. I'm learning a lot about people. And I'm learning a lot about people when they see you experiencing reality, you know what I'm saying? Because that's all that's happening. You're experiencing reality. I'm experiencing reality. And you're experiencing reality too. Anything that happens to you is real. Anything that happens to you in your life is real. So the things that you aren't able to shake off or discount or minimize, yeah, those are the things that you have to deal with, and that's real life, and it's okay. And I'm learning that it is okay. So when you watch other people's behavior, you start seeing like, okay, I see. One thing that you will learn about yourself in the face of tragedy is you'll find out who your friends and your enemies are. And you might find out that neither one of them are that good. And it's not even a diss, but you find out. And I'm not even, you know, popping shots at anybody or, you know, singling anybody else. I'm singling anybody else. I'm out. But, you know, during these times, your thinking, your thought process is very acute. I'm not saying that it's accurate, but it's acute. You start seeing things in a different light. You start finding out who really cares. And it's not about who reaches out necessarily. It's about an energy that you can feel like, okay. You see some people being opportunists. It's like, okay. See what it is. You know what I mean? I put up a post earlier today, you know, just a little while ago. And it said, and I'm sorry I'm taking up a lot of the time for the show. I ain't going to take up a lot, but I need to get this out. If y'all will pardon me for a second, you know, just let me get my shit off. Y'all been putting up with me for the whole week. I just need to do this one little thing and I'll be all right. I just need to do this one little thing and I'll be all right. You know, sacré JTX, what's going on, man? Yeah, like, you know, it's not that people want to kill you. People don't want to see you dead, but they do want to see you hurt. They want to see you, basically, they want to see your weaknesses. See, what you find out sometimes, and I'm not talking about everybody, but what certain people find out during these times, during your time of vulnerability, you find out what a pillar of strength you have exemplified for some people. You thought that they thought you were weak all the time. You thought that they didn't have any respect for you. You thought that they didn't think very highly of you, when in all reality, on the low, they admired you. On the low, they envied you. On the low, they had ambitions of being like you. So their whole goal along this time has been to see if you bleed, if you get cut. Because honestly, they believe that your skin was harder than that. Like, you don't bleed when you get cut. You don't bruise when you get hurt. You don't cry when your feelings are bruised or hurt or, you know, damaged. So they want to see that. You know, the truth is that they see an abundance of weaknesses in themselves. And they've been playing the game, trying to hide it. And they haven't been doing a very good job of it to themselves. But you, on the other hand, have looked like, what the fuck is your... What is this Iron Man like? And they resent it, but at the same time, they were duplicated in a heartbeat. So stand strong. You know, and I'm not saying that you can't drop your guard or show your emotions or cry or wince or moan or holler. I'm not saying any of those things. What I'm saying is remember who you are. Remember who and what you are. Remember that shit. Remember that shit. And you may have just been your natural self, but to them,
You've been superhuman, baby. And they just want to see you be regular human. Like they know they are. It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Yes, it will. Everything is going to be all right. Yo, we do this thing on Friday night and all the other nights. So Clay said, who needs to get knocked out? Man, listen, I got a list. Listen, we got something. Anyway, it's all good. It's all love. It's all. Tonight, we talking about sticking to your lion-ass guns. Sticking to your lion-ass guns. In the description, I say, think about the most prolific liar that you know. Think about the person that you know who lies more than anybody you know. Think about the person that you know that seems like they are allergic to the truth. Think about the person that you know that constantly puts themselves in situations where the truth will never work for them. Now ask yourself, are their lies any good or do they just stick to the script no matter what? Speaking of sticking to the script. How many of y'all have seen a bad movie. You don't have to be an actor or an actress or a producer or a director to know a bad script. How many of you have sat in the movie theater and thought to yourself, who the fuck talks like that? Or who the hell acts like that? Or who thought that this was a good setup or plot? It was a bad script. And you're thinking like, so you mean to tell me that when they produced this script to their studios, they approved this shit? Like they said, oh, all right, yeah, this might work. It might work. I can see if they said it might work because they had actors who could get the shit over. They had Denzels. They had Angela Bassett. You know, they had good actors and actresses who could somehow make it work. They had, you know, Don Cheadles and Samuel L. Jacksons and Regina Kings. They had actors and actresses that could get the shit off. But you were wondering, how or why did they not change this? You stuck to this script? This shit is trash. This movie is straight trash. And it would have been okay if it wasn't for the goddamn script. But they stuck to the script. And that's the way that a liar does that we're talking about tonight. They are sticking to the script. So when I say that you're sticking to your lying-ass guns, like, I'm talking about you're telling the most ridiculous lies that anybody could ever hear. You may be the type that tells lies that are disrespectful to people. Like, they be wanting to whoop your ass just for telling that lie to them. Like, I don't mind you lying to somebody else. You go kick that shit. I'm going to take it all the way back to the 80s. You go kick that Willie Bobo to the next man. You go kick the Willie Bobo, you know, to him, her, them. This, that, and the third. Don't talk to me like that. Don't come telling me like that because that's disrespectful. I'll knock your fucking head off. They stuck to that script. Like, you told them, don't touch this mouse. You caught them with the mouse in their hand, just like this. Look, moving the cursor around. For those of y'all who don't recognize this mouse, no, it doesn't work this way. This is the little ball, his little trackball. Who's the mouse? It's really cool. But yeah, you caught them with the hand on the mouse. And they was like, my hand wasn't on the mouse. My hand was over the mouse, but I didn't touch the mouse. what you mean you didn't, that kind of thing. And they stick to the script no matter what the whole night. You're like, yo, this motherfucker just told me he didn't touch the mouse. I told him not to play around with the mouse. You know, something is wrong with it. And, you know, I want to get it fixed. But for right now, don't touch it. Or let's say you were downloading something. And if you touch the mouse, it was going to mess. Or it was going to pause the download. Or it was going to break the download. Whatever the case may be. So you told him, don't touch that mouse. You really probably should have unplugged it. But you told him, don't touch the mouse. And you caught them with their hand just like this. And they was like, no, I ain't touched the mouse. I don't know why the download stopped. I didn't touch the mouse though. I saw you with your hand on the mouse. You ain't see me with my hand on the mouse. You saw me with my hand over the mouse. But I didn't touch the mouse. Like, I didn't straight touch the mouse. And you like, what the fuck? Yo, man, what do you mean? I saw you with your hand on the mouse. Before you even saw me see you, I'm watching you in the other room. You steady moving the mouse around. No, that's not what you saw. No, you didn't, because I ain't touched the mouse. Bottom line is, I ain't touched the mouse. They going to stick to that script. They going to stick to their lying ass guns. They sticking to their guns. Like, nope. And when you deal with somebody who will lie on that level, you got to understand what you're dealing with. You're not dealing with somebody who decided not to tell the truth because it was embarrassing. You're dealing with somebody who is incapable of telling the truth under any circumstances. And no matter what, if they are lying against you, they're going to stick to their guns. They're going to stick to that script. Nothing is going to break code for them. You got to understand that. See, a lot of people don't understand exactly the monster that they may be dealing with. I had to tell somebody this week. I had to tell somebody this week that you can't teach a snake not to bite. I know you see people wrapping snakes all around their head and all of that kind of shit. But you notice that the kind of snakes that they wear as jewelry or necklace, whatever they're called, you know, the snake around the neck people, they don't do that with biting snakes. A boa constrictor does not bite. But if it was a snapping snake, you can't teach a snake. You can't train a snake not to bite. They are fucking snakes. That's what they do. They bite. They bite. So when you don't recognize that no matter how well you treat a snake, there's a potential for the snake to bite you if it gets excited. Or if it gets offended or afraid, it will defend itself by biting. That's what it does. It may not be a venomous, poisonous snake, but it's a biting snake, and you can't train that out of them. You know, I mean, I don't think there's no connection between man and snake. It's not a mammal. Mammals understand. Reptiles, not so much. That's right, Sucre. Snake around the neck people. That's what I call them, because I think it's ridiculous. I'm not even afraid of snakes, but I'm not doing that shit. I don't like snakes. I'm not afraid of snakes, or any other animal for that matter, but I don't like certain animals. And animals in the reptile community are normally the ones I don't like. Although I don't really have it in for alligators. I think gators are kind of cool. But you see how sneaky they are. And that's what I don't like about reptiles. They seem sneaky. You see an alligator, they just sleek into the water and shit. They never make a lot of noise when they swim. They just swim all quiet. They say, you know, bite your fucking foot off. Fuck you, alligator. See, yo, you later, alligator. I'll see you later, alligator, after Wild Crocodile. All right, let me see what y'all are talking about. Oh, by the way, make sure that y'all hit that like button. Please smash the like button, y'all. Hit the like button. Please, please, please. I need to get that algorithm going on. It don't cost you nothing to hit that like button, and it's not going to expose you. You know, you don't have to. You can turn your location off. Just hit the like button. Hit the like button. Please share the show, and please subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Daily Go Get-Emism Show, and we are talking about sticking to your lying-ass guns. So we talk about people who be lying against all odds. Against all odds, you can't stop them through two peas in a pie. Sticking to your lying-ass guns. I know all of y'all know somebody who sticks or who stuck to their lying-ass guns. We know people who went to jail, did mad time, sticking to their lying-ass guns. The DA said, we can make a deal if you do this shit. I'm going to tell you how it's real. All you got to do is sign this statement. But you was like, nope. I'm going to trial. I'll take my chances at trial, which honestly, I commend you. Too many people go to jail without going to trial. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. Make the legal system work for you. Make the motherfucker take you to trial. Take your chances with a jury. If you stick to your lying ass guns with the jury, and the DA doesn't have enough evidence to convict you or even prove you guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, you could stick to your lying ass guns, and you're sticking to the script, lying ass will go home like, I am not a crook. I am not a crook. I'm Tricky Dick, baby. A Tricky Jack. So could I tell myself, does the snake always lick you first? No. Before they bite, no. And I don't know what they be licking when they just, you know, be sticking their little forked tongue out. Their little... Okay. I see we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number 7019. I'm going to get with you in just a second. Just a second. Let me read you a couple of these comments, and then I'm going to get right up on you. Yes, I am. I said, Josh. Yes, I am. Robbie Mink says, I know quite a few of them. It's so many, I can't count them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Carol says, if I thought about it, I could think of a few of them too. Okay. Carol says, just lying to be lying, but sticking to the script. Like when you caught them red-handed. You got all the information that they've been hiding, and you telling them like, listen, this is what you did first, and this is what you did. So you got the whole chronological order of what they did. They like, no, that's not what happened. They sticking to their lying ass guns. Sticking to their guns. Carol Chamber would say, like you can't see what you saw. Word. Robbie Ming says, but a liar can't tell the story the same all the time. Each time they tell the story, it changes. But they don't care, though. They don't care, though, Robbie Rob. That's the whole thing. They don't care. They like, no, I'm sticking to, just like when you rob a bank or you do a crime with other co-defendants or accomplices, you know, you tell them, like, this is the story we sticking with. Don't deviate from the story. And some people don't deviate from the story. And guess what happens with the other people? They be like, just like what you were saying, Rob, they can't remember exactly how the story was supposed to go. They didn't rehearse their lines very well. So they couldn't stick to the script. They couldn't strictly stick to the script. They trying to improvise and it ain't working. But they still sticking to the script as much as they can. What they're not doing is conceding defeat. They sticking to their guns. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. That's my man. And he says, after socking him, I'll stick to, I didn't really hit you. I've heard that before, Nas. That's true. You punched him dead in the face. Like, I ain't really hit you. Like, what you felt like because you pulled your punch? You didn't really, I bet you it really hurt. I applaud you for not giving me the full force. But, you know what I mean? You may not have given me the full force, but you sure gave me a temporary love thing. Nothing wrong with a temporary love thing. Just one night. You know? You're the greatest. Full force, get busy one time. Ooh. All right. Okay, Trey, T. Carey Wright says, that was funny. Snake around the neck, people. Oh, y'all like that, huh? All right, cool. Carol Chamberlain says, I have a friend who promised me black seed. You know I can't. How do I end this show early? Let me see. End stream. I have a friend who promised me black seed about a year ago. Does that count? I had the black seed for the longest. I had a friend who wouldn't come get the black seed. I had a friend who came to get the tea, but wouldn't come get the black seed. Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. The ones we can depend on. But the dictionary doesn't know the definition of black seed. All right. Okay. Good looking out, y'all. On the like button to share and to subscribe. Good looking. All right. Robbie Ming says, oh. That would make me hurt a person for lying to make me think I didn't see what I saw. Yeah. Yeah. Let's be friends. T. Carey Wright Thomas. So, Carol, I have black seed for you. Ain't nobody asked you. Mind your business. You got to mind your business. Don't you mind it? Mind your business. Mind it. All right, we have a call on the line. If any of you would like to call in, I invite you to call in, and the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Once again, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Press number 1, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last 4 digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Cheer. All right, caller with the last number, 7019. Welcome to the Daily Go Getemism Show. I thank you for holding on. What is on your mind tonight?
How are you? Actually, my comment that I had, you actually spoke about it while I was patiently waiting.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
So my comment was that there are some times where it's good to stick to your line, AWS guns. And my comment was about, you know, if there's legal ramifications, that telling the truth would not be a good idea. So,
right.
You know, there are certain instances where sticking to your lie is more beneficial.
Okay, so you mean like if you get caught in the commission of doing a crime, then it might be better for you to stick to the lie that you came up with rather than to admit guilt and have to do time when you could go to trial and possibly beat it. Right? Is that what you're talking about? Is that what I'm? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Well,
or if you know of a crime and let's say you're being questioned about knowing about said crime, and you deny knowing anything about it or anyone involved, then it might be best for you to stick to your lie.
Okay. So in order to prevent from snitching, then you would mm-hmm. say that you didn't know, because you never know if you telling the truth to the authorities could result in backlash or retaliation from the person that you told the truth about, right?
Mm-hmm. Or you getting sucked into something that you had nothing to do with.
Right. So when the cops came around, you didn't see nothing, right?
That's right.
That's mm-hmm. right. I ain't see nothing. I don't know. I ain't see nothing. I mean, the dude just started bleeding in the street. I thought he was a hemophiliac.
I'm not gonna say all that, but you get the point.
Do hemophiliacs just start bleeding randomly?
No.
No. Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, he was all by himself. He just started bleeding from the chest.
Really? You
know, I thought he was having a heart attack. Anyway, but no, I mean, I understand what you're talking about fully. The thing is, even if you stick to the script or stick to your guns or stick to the lie that you have been telling and that you're telling currently, if somebody has enough evidence against you, then sticking to the script is going to work against you. You know, like if they have DNA or if they have video or if they have video and DNA and fingerprints or if they have video, DNA, fingerprints, witnesses.
Well, in that case, you can't really stick to the lie. I mean, some people may try, but that doesn't work in your favor.
Right.
But the only way I'm going to admit to something is you're going to have to reveal to me that you got me backed in a corner and I have no way out of it. Otherwise,
there was a famous local rapper who had a couple mm-hmm. of hits out years ago named Christopher Roney. Professionally known as Cool C.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1995, Cool C shot and killed a female police officer named Larissa Vaird.
I'm familiar.
Christopher Roney was caught, and this was in the commission of a bank robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Shot the cop in front of another cop. On camera, in broad daylight, in front of witnesses. Christopher Roney was escaped from justice and eventually turned himself in. And his mother testified that at the time that alleged murder happened, Christopher Roney was at home making breakfast for her in her kitchen. She testified.
Mm-hmm.
She testified to that. So he stuck to his guns. He maintains his innocence till this day. He said, mm-hmm. I ain't do it. He says he ain't do it. Steady B, or should I say Warren McGlone, professionally known as Steady B,
mm-hmm.
decided to tell the truth. He didn't stick to his guns. He told, so he, hoping that he could get fed time. It didn't work.
Right.
He got state time. And he didn't go inside mm-hmm. the bank. He didn't shoot nobody. He was the getaway driver. So he caught a life without parole accomplice rat.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Chris mm-hmm. Roney is still like, I ain't shoot nobody. I don't know what they talking about. Because, first of all, I don't be playing with no guns. And second of all, I was trying to, get myself together to go back on tour. I'm in the music business. I know one thing for sure. I was making breakfast for my mom on that day. I don't be robbing no banks.
Took his chances.
Sticking to his gun.
Hoping that everybody else's, the jury's lying eyes didn't see what they saw on that case.
He was convicted in 1996. And so listen, here it is. What was it, 30 years later? No, I'm sorry. 1996, 26 years later. And he like, but I ain't do it though. He did it though.
Well,
I'm sorry, it was 25 years ago. Okay, this is 1996. Okay. But yeah, he's sticking to his guns, which I can understand because he was facing a death penalty, which he's still on death row, but he has had multiple stays of execution, and he may actually never be executed for that crime. The way things are looking is he may have gotten it, he may have done enough to get it commuted down to a life without parole. So he'll be lucky enough to die in jail with hopes of getting out one day.
Mm.
You ain't getting out. Look, listen, let me tell you
something. I don't think so.
He ain't coming home. Mumia Abu-Jamal ain't coming home. Abu-Jamal, another one. Sticking to his guns. I don't know if he shot that cop. I don't think he did, honestly. But one thing is for sure, he's been sticking to his guns since 1981, a full 40 years.
Yeah.
Now, that's some sticking to your guns ass shit.
Yeah. But if
literally,
he didn't do it, he probably dies saying he didn't do it.
Yeah.
But
worldwide, they've been talking about free Mumia. He's a political prisoner. Worldwide. Mm-hmm. Africa, Asia, Europe, South America, United States, Canada, free Mumia. You're like, the parole board of Pennsylvania is like, fuck you and the world.
Right.
We ride.
You know,
for
they have political reasons for not wanting to see him get out.
Well,
so
right.
That's kind of different than what
they ride for Danny. They ride for Danny.
Mhm.
They sticking to their guns too. Now, you know, there are some famous liars out there. You know, I always like to go back to Donald Trump. Donald Trump lies all the time. And when you think about it, some of those lies that he tells are pretty ridiculous. Like, yo, y'all really, y'all Trump supporters really going for that shit? And the answer is yeah. And
Because if he says it enough times that people will believe it. And there is some truth to it.
Well, see, what his strategy is that he will tell a truth about something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
he will lie about himself. So he already got out the truth and he unhooked him. So the lies about himself doesn't seem to hold as much weight. But the thing is, he sticks to the script. If you can't give him nothing else, he sticks to the script. Whoever he's down with is great until they leave him and they try telling the truth about him. Now, what happens? Well, I never really knew the guy. He was just somebody I met along the campaign trail. My motherfucker, he was your lawyer for 12, 15 years. He was kind of like my lawyer. Like, he was a lawyer. He wasn't like my lawyer. He was a lawyer who worked on some of my cases. But, you know, it's just like at a law firm, the person whose name is on the law firm is not necessarily the person who represents you.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a lawyer. Michael Cohen, never really heard of him. Like, I never really liked the guy. I wasn't a fan. Sticks to the script. And even though the lies that he tells are ridiculous, there is a certain truth about his lie telling that is appealing to his supporters, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
But he sticks to the script. If you can't give him nothing, and I don't want to give him shit, but he sticks to the script. When he gets caught red-handed, and he never really gets caught red-handed. He gets caught sort of purple-handed. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some red and some blue. You know what I'm saying? He's never directly caught. He's always associated mm-hmm. with those who get directly caught. Then, you know,
he tries to keep his hands clean.
Oh, yeah,
but,
he's pretty
but
good.
But he can't help but to associate his name with it. So although he doesn't want to be the one actually doing the dirt, he does in some way like to be associated with it just in case his name can be mentioned
right
later on.
He's definitely a ball hog. He don't want nobody else getting no shine besides him.
Mm-mm.
And that's something about him that I don't that you'll never hear his supporters admit. They stick to the script when it comes to that. They will mm-hmm. never admit that this guy is an attention whore. They won't say it. No, it's not that. I'm just saying. Like when you ask them questions like, well, how is he governing effectively if he's in front of cameras all the time?
Well, you know, they stick to a script that he wrote for him.
I'm just saying. But they sticking to it. That's my thing. Sticking to their lying ass guns. They sticking to his lying ass guns. It's one big happy family. I love you. You love me. We're one happy family with a kiss. You gotta excuse me. I'll tell you one thing. Acting up a little bit today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of the wet nose today, I got the dry nose, pain in the ass. Shout out to all my allergy sufferers out there. Ever since my dad died, my allergies been acting crazy.
Okay, Neil. Okay.
It's true. Don't disrespect my father. Don't disrespect my father. Don't disrespect my daddy. He loves me.
To your lie.
So what was you about to say? Don't disrespect my father.
I don't even remember. I got distracted. You lied and confused me.
Well, we talk about Trump supporters and how they stick to their guns. They stick to the script that he wrote for them. I was going to say that I could only hope.
Stop. Where's your mute button?
Shut up, Michael. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say that I could only dream of having the type of supporters that he has. You know, if I could have just a small percentage of people who ride for me the way people ride for him, I would be untouchable.
Man.
Unstoppable.
You ain't never done lied, boy. Woo-wee! Yo, I mean, y'all loyal, but come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, look, I got people going to jail for me for nothing. We ain't even do nothing. They just going. Like, yo.
I'm going to unlike the show just for that con.
I'm talking about Trump supporters.
You said y'all ride for me, but y'all loyal, but
excuse me. Let me just ask you something, unknown caller.
Sure.
Would you go to jail for me?
In a heartbeat.
Okay. Would you storm the Capitol for me?
Are you in the Capitol?
Just answer the question, please. Because when they stormed the Capitol, the guy they was doing it for wasn't there either.
If storming the Capitol has something to do with Jelly Go Get a Prison Show and Omar McIntyre, damn it, I'm storming the Capitol.
Are you riding? Is you riding? You gonna ride? Because I'm about to test this ride. You said you gonna ride? Well, come on and ride then. You want to drive?
That's
I'll drive. Somebody got to drive. Somebody got to shoot. Somebody got to aim. Somebody got to get shot. I want all the players on my team. I want the shooter and the get shot on my team. Shit.
Well, I'm the shooter. I'm not getting shot.
See? See? See, Donald Trump supporters would get shot.
No, they wouldn't. They the
shooter.
They don't expect to get shot. You see,
somebody
they untouchable. Ain't nobody shooting them.
Somebody got to be the get shotters.
They don't get shot.
You're not sticking to the... Let me shut the mic off. Hold on. Enough of this. Shut the mic off. She doesn't need... You know, she needs to be on timeout. She's talking crazy. You know, give her a few seconds to cool off. She's a little hot-headed. It's like 93 degrees today. Humidity is on like 98%. Let me see if she's still there.
Trump wouldn't have did that to his supporters. He wouldn't have done that.
He the only one with a mic. God damn. Nobody else gets to talk when he comes to.
But not
that him. Motherfucker like Nas. All I need is one mic. And ain't nobody else getting one. There's only one mic. There's only one mic. This is a one mic show. You know what I'm saying? One man, one mic, one chair, one stage. That's it. You'll get to talk on it.
He lets his people talk.
Yeah, they talk when he's done. except when they say, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. He be there with that dumbass look on his face. How you do it?
He's not doing it right.
Sorry. You know what? I would never want to do that right. I'm good. But I don't know how to stick to my guns like that. But like I said, he sticks to his guns. He decides what lie he's going to use, and that lie is going to be what it's going to be. Like, he riding that out. That's going to be the narrative of that whole story. We not deviating to the right or the left, front, back, up, down, side to side, in and out. He's sticking to his guns. I can't commend him for that. But when you're dealing with somebody like that, more than likely you're dealing with somebody who is pathological. And when you're dealing with somebody who is pathological, you're dealing with somebody who actually believes the lies that they tell more than what the truth is. So they believe that they can damn near hypnotize you into believing that the lies are the actual truth, and that you should feel ashamed for even forever confronting them with the accusation that they may be telling a lie. They're like, next thing you
now,
know, you got your arms out. Like,
I've known people who, you know, lie just for no reason, and most of the time they believe their own lie because they've told it so many times, and it doesn't seem to matter to them if someone calls them out on it.
You know why?
Okay. Why?
In order for you to lie in the face of overwhelming evidence of the truth, in order to reach that level of pathology, you have to lack a conscience. If you don't have a conscience, there are no lies. You believe your own hype above any and everything else. You believe what you're saying because you don't have a conscience. So your your feelings of guilt are not bothering you. They're not poking at you. I don't have that. Whenever I'm caught red-handed or even close to it, here I am, I'm like, all right. Even if I hold on to the lie that hasn't been asked yet, with the question that has been asked, I'm like, all right, fuck. That's because I'm like, there's no use in lying like that, because I understand and I understand the aftermath of what's going to come. If I stick to that script, if I stick to that lie, if I stick to my guns, then I have deemed myself untrustworthy. And no matter what truth I'm telling at another time, they're going to remember. Like, I can't believe nothing.
Are you saying that the conscience and the being trustworthy doesn't kick in until someone is caught in the lie?
No, what I'm saying is when a person doesn't have a conscience, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether they tell the truth ever, because their lies become their reality of truth. So their main goal is to play a mind game on you, like a Jedi mind trick to make you believe that you did not see what you saw, you did not hear what you heard, you did not feel what you felt, and you did not see or hear a lie that has been told.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a conscience. So as long as they get away with what they are trying to get away with, that's all that matters. Meanwhile, you're thinking like, why would anybody be like that? The only people who wonder why people are that way are people who have a conscience, because you wouldn't be able to do that. You don't have it in you to be that way. There's a little angel inside of you that's saying, no, we ain't got to do that. That's not the way to be. But they don't have that. And you may not understand the person who isn't like that, or who doesn't have that angel on their shoulder or inside of them, or their ancestors calling out to them, telling them, no, do the right thing. They don't hear that voice. They don't have that voice inside of them. It's all narcissistic. It's all narcissism. It's all, as long as I get away, as long as it benefits me, as long as it works for me, it's good. So there's no conscience. You may not be capable of that thought process. Like, it ain't in you. You looking at them like, you're looking at them with you're looking at them with disgust, and they're looking at themselves like, you need to be more like me.
For me personally, it is really difficult for me to settle on a lie. Like, it would have to be something that I would definitely, there would be some serious consequences for me to lie. I would rather avoid the subject altogether than to feel like I have to lie. That's the way I believe. But I don't like feeling like I have to explain myself to begin with. So for me, it's a matter of, well, I would rather avoid it altogether.
Mm-hmm. But see, once again, that's your conscience kicking in. You don't have that level of narcissism. You don't have that level of... You don't have that lack of consciousness. You don't have that lack of a conscience. You may never understand that type of thinking.
Yeah. It actually, one of my biggest pet peeves or a deal breaker for me is just constant lying. Like, it drives me crazy because, you know, one of the things that gets under my, it's like nails on the chalkboard, like lying. And I tell my children all the time, the worst thing you can do is lie. Like, I can accept a lot of things. Don't lie to me.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because I don't like it. It bothers me. to no end. I mean, it really angers me to the point of violence. Like, I just don't like you.
Yeah.
I would rather hear the truth and grapple with dealing with the truth than to be lied to and then find out that it's a lie and then, you know, the feeling of being lied to. Especially if it's for no reason. Now, if you had a good reason, okay, you know, maybe that may sting less over time, but to know that you lied just for no reason, just because, yeah, that bothers me.
Yeah. Some people are very, very offended by lying. Some people brush it off their shoulder like it ain't nothing. And a lot of times the people who brush it off of their shoulder may lack a conscience also, or they have been abused or lied to the point where they are desensitized to it. So it's like they have decided that human beings are incapable of telling the truth on a consistent basis. So it's no big deal that they lie. You know, it's almost like, it's almost like cheating. Like some people look at cheating as the ultimate betrayal, and some people look at cheating like, well, I mean, I don't like it. It's disrespectful, but I'll live. So it depends. It has a lot to do with your emotional makeup. You know, lying is not a good thing, but lying consistently comes from a place. Now, if it comes from a place where you have been taught that lying is okay as long as it works for you, as long as you get away, as long as you live another day, then you're going to treat that as such. On the other hand... I was just going to say, on the other hand, if you come from a place where you have been taught not to lie and liars never prosper and you're breaking one of the Ten Commandments and you know, God is going to punish you, and your level of morality is defunct if you lie, then you're probably going to treat lying differently, and you're going to treat people who lie to you differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do believe that lying comes from a place of fear.
It can.
So, yeah, so some people lie for various reasons.
Right.
And then some don't, you know, it could be, you know, like you mentioned, from abuse or neglect or a lot of those things that, you know, that cause people to lie or continue to lie. But like I said, you know, there are very few things that bother me the way lying does. Like, and part of it is because I just don't understand it. Like, even in as a manager over a number of people, I would always say, you know, I don't need a reason for, you know, some managers want you to tell them, you know, like why you're taking off from work or why you are late and things like that. I'm like, listen, don't. I don't need the reason, because in my mind I'm just thinking it's going to be a lie. So save the lie for something more important. Don't waste it on me. You know, your time is your time. But some people want that. And I do know people who want to be lied to. They don't want you to tell them the truth.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
On a scale of 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
how much would you say that being lied to affects you? So 10 being you are very, very offended or put off, you know, by being lied to, and 1 being like, well, I don't care if you lie to me, ain't no big deal. What would you say your level is?
I would say 12. I'm highly offended when someone lies to me.
It only went up to 10.
I'm saying 12. Your scale was broken.
And the song "I Can't Live Without My Radio" by LL Cool J, 1985. He said, "I don't mean to offend other citizens, but I kick my volume way past 10. He didn't say way past 12. And I'm not sure if that, it was just because it wouldn't have rhymed, but he didn't say that. So 10. So on a scale.
Well, I'm going to say way past 10, if that makes you feel better.
Is 12 way past 10?
Yes, it's far enough.
Are you suggesting?
I just need to prove a point that is at 10 and beyond. I could have said 20. So I could have went as high as 50. Just know that it's past 10.
On social media tonight, for Flashback Friday, I'm going to ask the question. How far did LL's radio volume go that offended other citizens? Potentially. Because he didn't mean to do it.
How do you know?
Well, because he said, "I don't mean to offend other citizens, but I kicked my volume way past that."
He could have been lying.
About which what? About not meaning to offend him?
About, right. He could have been lying. You can't tell me that people who turn their volume up very loud don't know that it's offensive.
Well, let me ask you this. Because, you know, remember back in the 80s, in the boombox days, the big giant radios, do you ever wonder now with all of these Bluetooth speakers that are very loud, are these Bluetooth speakers as loud as those radios were? Those radios were pretty loud. But some of these speakers
so.
We had to use like 15D batteries in those radios. And them shit was not cheap. 15 Duracell, 15 Energizers. If you couldn't afford Energizers, you had to just get some Ever-Ready. You know what I'm saying?
I can understand why the D battery was so much more expensive, and you got less batteries.
Well, why do you say you got less battery? It was a big battery.
I know, but, you know, a pack of D batteries, you could get 10.
Oh, yeah. You get
double
like
A batteries, and you're only getting 2 D batteries.
Yo, leave it to you. We're not doing this. You know what I mean? Like, wait a minute. You can tell a shopper who was ready for the world. You know what I mean? I'm imagining you. Here it is. Picture 1984. I'm like, yo. She is Sam Goody, like, yo, these batteries kind of expensive. Like, how come I only get 2 D batteries for $6? Meanwhile, I can get an eight pack of triple A's for $4. Like,
yes.
How does it work?
I need to know why.
Were the D batteries? Did the D batteries have that much more of power than triple A batteries?
Not even. I think D batteries ran out much quicker than double A batteries.
But they may have pulled
still
more power. You got
to
think about the woofer that was on that radio. You know what I mean? It took a lot of power to drive that.
Well, they need to make things that require more power, require a better battery. So, like right now I have a trash can, right, that requires C batteries. I can only buy a small amount of C batteries for the price I need AAA batteries or AA batteries. It bothers me. And they don't last as long.
Well, the thing I have against these Bluetooth speakers is that it's very hard to kick the volume way past 10. It go up to 10. That's it. I'm like, all this technology,
and,
I can't kick my volume way past 10. I can't get 15.
You're one of those people. You're one of those people like LL that's saying they don't mean to offend.
I don't mean to offend. But what about me? What about me?
But you turning the volume up way past 10?
Music, they put the volume button on there for a reason. But listen.
You only have two ears.
Look, LL was very truthful in speaking about how he kicked his volume. He told the truth. Saint Todd.
Wow.
Saint Todd. His name is James Todd Smith. Saint Todd.
Mm-hmm.
He's a noble rapper. Much more saintly than at MC Hammer. But anyway.
Oh God.
Yeah, when you lack a conscience, there are no lies. There just aren't. There's game. People who have a conscience, they'll say, yeah, I kick game to them. You don't know the game, that's on you. You know, that they look at it more that way. They don't look at it like, you really destroyed somebody's faith and confidence in you when you lied to them. They don't see it that way, and they don't care. As long as they got away with the murder, with the crime, however it benefited them, that's all they concentrate on. Nothing more, nothing less. No conscience.
Well, sometimes I wonder if it really matters to them if they got away with it. I think just the act of telling the lie is enough for them. Like, you don't have a conscience. It doesn't matter to you if you got away with it. You're going to say what you want to say, and that's it. Probably get an adrenaline rush just for saying it, just for telling the lie.
Well, I'll say this. Interestingly enough, just about everybody in the comments said that they were offended up to 10 by being lied to. Like, that's surprising. I'm surprised at that. How I know they ain't lying? Because people lie all the time. It's the one thing that human beings can do that animals are incapable of. Animals are totally incapable of lying. Do you know?
Well, that sounds to me like you're comfortable with the expectation that people will lie.
I'm not offended. I'm not saying that is number one, but it's definitely not 10. I would say somewhere around 5, 6, because I think it's average. I think the average person lies. I may be wrong, and I may be speaking from my experience, but I know this. If you lie to me, I ain't going to be boo-hooing over it because, shit, I've been kind of desensitized to it. You know, it's sort of like when you've been exposed to a lot of violence. Like, violence is not going to offend you as much as somebody who has never seen a violent act. And they freaking out over some blood or some violence, you know?
But are you desensitized to it from being lied to lying yourself?
No. From being lied to. The question was, how offended are you from being lied to? That was the question.
Right. But you brought up the comment that, some people might be offended or desensitized to it because they've been lied to so much.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Or they lie all the time.
No. I was talking about being lied to. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not lying. I'm talking about being lied to. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, my expectation is that people are going to lie. So, so I'm not going to, I'm pretty much prepared for it. I'm not bulletproof to it, but I'm prepared for it. So I would say about five. I'm not really offended. Sometimes I'm surprised, but offended, it's like, okay. Like I said, you know, it's the one thing that human beings can do that animals absolutely cannot do. Do you know the power that a dog or a cat could have if they could put that lamp back up on the table that they knocked off? They can't do it. They can't fucking do it. But if they could, you know what I'm saying? They would avoid a lot of a newspaper action.
Well, apparently my children can't get away with it either, because I can't tell you how many times they've broken something and tried to put it back or glue it back together or to try to get away with it.
But they did attempt to lie. They lied. You know what I'm saying? They didn't just take that on the chin. They didn't just come up like, Mom, listen. We goofed again. Again. He's like, nah, we can do this. Which is like, what do you think I am, a hamster? Give me that glue. Give me the glue. What we're gonna do is we're gonna shift the lamp to the part that's not as visible. She ain't gonna look on the other side of that lamp.
Listen, my son didn't even care to glue it back together. He would just sit it back at like prop it up there so somebody else bumped into it or something. Like, I don't do that.
What me? If you bumped into it, look, you fucked that lamp up.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Like I said.
Or you just see something and see a vase.
Yeah.
You just notice a vase is missing. You're like, what happened to that vase from over there? I don't know. Didn't see it. I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, in that way, it is human nature. It's not the good part of human nature, but it is, because animals can't do it. Totally incapable of it. You got to be a human to tell a lie. You have to be a human to conceal the truth. No way around it. No way around it. Don't worry about it.
Like that human characteristic.
Well, I suggest you go buy a cat. Hey, yo, cat. Hey, yo. Come here. I need to holler. Yeah, you. Come here. Yeah. Come here. Come up here and tell them how you never lie. No scratching. No, just bring your ass up. Yeah, there you go. Good kitty. Honest kitty. Yes. Good, nice, honest. Yes, good, yeah. Good, nice, honest. Yeah. She would never lie. She probably figured the truth is way worse than the lie anyway. Yeah, but anyway. Listen, what we got? Oh, we got to get on up out of here. It's almost 9 o'clock. Okay, we got to go bye-bye. We go bye-bye. But listen, once again, I really appreciate you calling in. I'm going to refer to you as Batgirl. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming through. Batgirl, B-A-T. You know, like.
Wow, Batgirl.
Or aren't you black?
No.
Have you ever seen a white bat?
Maybe.
Are you telling the truth? You sounded very human right now. You sounded real human right now. I just want you to know that. You are definitely keeping it real. Woo! Boy. Very human. All right. But listen, nonetheless, I appreciate you calling in, Batgirl. And I hope to hear from you again. You have a great night. And I shall talk to you another time. Peace.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So we have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. July 16th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. Acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get. Excuse me. Number one out the box, April Anderson. Happy birthday to you, and also Waquita Stevens, turning 46 years old today, and also Yolanda Lynch. Happy birthday to you, and Dark Chocolate Ross. Happy birthday, and Danielle Wedderburn. Happy birthday to you, and Carol Queen C. E. Farris Nelson. Happy birthday to you, and it's First Lady Nisha, turning 31 years old today, and Valerie Everett, turning 62 years old today, and Ezra Foreman, turning 23 years old today, youngin', and also Robin Fields, turning 52 years old today, 69, baby and honey, Kavanaugh, turning 73, and Mario Wilson, turning 46 years old today, and last but not least, Cedric Niles. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glory. July 16th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, Mary. And yo, man, you know, you got pathological liars out there. You got liars out there who can't stop, won't stop rocking to the rhythm because I keep on while flashes on the beatbox watching the girls get hot. Okay. And this is just something we have to deal with when you're dealing with somebody who sticks to the script, when you're dealing with somebody who will not waver from the lies that they're telling. You have to understand that you're dealing with a different type of animal, baby. You're dealing with a different type of animal. And some people have fallen in love with that type of animal. Some people have had children by that type of animal. Some people have gotten married to that type of an animal, had babies with that type of an animal, his family with that type of an animal, was raised and born by that type of an animal. So your days are gone by that type of animal. Listen, I want to thank y'all for coming through tonight. And I want to thank y'all for representing this whole week, man. I needed y'all. Y'all go get us. I really did. I needed y'all this whole week. And y'all came through. Shout out to everybody who shouted me out with y'all condolences. Shout out to y'all words of wisdom and words of comfort. You know what? I talked to my cuz last night. Pastor Andrew Johnson last night, known to the family as Fella. And you know, my cuz dropped that shit on me last night. You know, so he's good money. He's good money. He's one of my favorite cousins and all that. But I appreciate everybody, and I appreciate all of y'all. You don't have to be in a profession in order to do something good for somebody. All you have to do is feel it from the heart. And with my heart and my family's heart being heavy this week, you know, we all need a little bit extra. We all need a little bit more, and y'all are helping to provide that. And trust me, in the wake of our loss, having that provided for us is, man, listen, I mean, it's more than essential. It's more than necessary, and it's more than appreciated. Love y'all, man. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. Do you know what I'm saying? Actual facts, baby. So this is what the grind. Yo, blog talk. Oh, by the way, there will be an Urban Therapy with Sun show tomorrow at 11 o'clock. There will be a Urban Therapy with Sun show tomorrow. Yeah, yo. So I see y'all at 11 o'clock. a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, man. Thanks for coming through. Peace. Okay.